Hurricane Sandy strengthens and threatens 50 million people along the U.S. East Coast. Airstrikes in the Syrian capital mar the last day of a truce. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Hurricane Sandy is strengthening as it approaches the U.S. East Coast, putting 50 million people in the path of torrential rain, high winds, and dangerous tidal surges from one of the largest storms to hit the region in years. Major cities from Washington to New York came to a standstill Monday, with public transit systems suspended, airports shutting down, and millions of people staying home from work. Sandy's maximum sustained winds intensified to 150 kilometers per hour as it began a westward turn toward the U.S. mid-Atlantic coast. Hurricane Sandy is playing havoc with the U.S. presidential election campaign. Both President Obama and his Republican challenger Mitt Romney canceled some of their scheduled rallies. Mr. Obama returned to Washington to oversee the country's emergency preparations in advance of the center of the storm coming ashore.
The good news is that the governors and local officials, I think, have had a few days of preparation. There's been extraordinarily close coordination between state, federal, and local governments. And so we're confident that the assets are pre-positioned for an effective response in the aftermath of the storm.
President Obama canceled campaign stops Monday in the mid-Atlantic state of Virginia and also called off Tuesday's stops in Colorado and Wisconsin. Mr. Romney also commented Monday on Hurricane Sandy.
I know that right now some people in the country are a little nervous about a storm about to hit the coast, and our thoughts and prayers are with the people who will find themselves in harm's way.
Mr. Romney called off campaign appearances in Virginia, but he planned to continue campaigning Monday in two battleground Midwestern states away from the storm, Ohio and Iowa. He then canceled a nighttime rally in Wisconsin as well as his Tuesday appearances. Syria's Eid al-Adha holiday truce is in tatters. Syrian warplanes bombed rebel targets in the Damascus suburbs Monday in what activists say was the fiercest air raid campaign in the capital since the uprising began 19 months ago. Edward Uranian reports.
Syrian state television showed firefighters and neighbors picking through the mounds of rubble and twisted metal after a car bomb exploded in the Damascus suburb of Jarumana. The car bomb attack came as the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said fighter jets carried out at least six raids on other areas of the capital, including Rankus and Harasta. The opposition group reported intense clashes as troops attempt to regain control from anti-government rebels. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Ukraine's ruling party is facing criticism at home and abroad, even as it appears on course to maintain its majority after Sunday's parliamentary elections. Jailed opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko announced Monday she is launching a hunger strike to protest the vote. With about 70% of the votes counted, her pro-Western Fatherland Party trails President Viktor Yanukovych's ruling party of regions 34-23%. South Korean activists have sent tens of thousands of anti-Pyongyang leaflets across the border by balloons into North Korea, 1 week after warnings from Seoul and threats of retaliation from Pyongyang. Around a dozen activists attached 50,000 leaflets to seven balloons Monday, sending them floating over the demilitarized zone, dividing the two countries. Some local residents, fearing reprisal from the North, scuffled with the activists. South Africa's president says the nation is doing well despite having one of the world's largest income gaps and some violent strikes. Anita Powell has more.
President Jacob Zuma emanated confidence Monday as he spoke of his nation's progress despite major setbacks, including months of violent, illegal strikes. A major ruling party conference takes place later this year, and Mr. Zuma is busy campaigning to hold on to his seat. Whoever is chosen in December to lead the African National Congress will be heir apparent to the presidency in the 2014 election. Mr. Zuma touted developments almost across the board. He also touted what is one of the bigger successes of his presidency, his administration's broad and far-reaching campaign against HIV. Anita Powell for VOA News, Johannesburg.
A private unmanned spacecraft returned to Earth after delivering its first official cargo shipment to the International Space Station. The Dragon capsule, built by California-based SpaceX, splashed down Sunday in the Pacific Ocean, several hundred kilometers off the southwest U.S. coast. I'm Ray Kugel, VOA News. More on the internet at voanews.com.
When you want to hear today-